Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The following is a Comfortably Zoned Radio Network production.
Thank you, Tally Olson. We are back. Full house. Mets in the zone. Ralph Tycho here, Comfortably Zoned Radio Network. We got Bernie and Marty Rose. Bernie, how are you?
Good, good. Glad to be here.
Good. Marty?
Very good, Ralph. Thank you.
Good. And the prodigal son, Robert Cole.
Yes, I am. And here I am.
All right. Glad you're here. I'm a little hoarse, so you guys are going to have to carry it, but I'll chip in when I can. And let's start with you, Marty. We got the horrible news earlier in the week about Diaz, and better news about Nemo. He seems to be of the mind to be playing on opening day, and that's a blessing because he was hurt in two or three different places.
He slid
legs, ankles. Marty Rose, take it.
Yeah, he slid. Nemo slid into second base, and apparently, due to the lack of rain in Florida this season or this spring, well, actually this winter, now it's spring, the track was very hard. So when he slid into second, he caught his spike and tweaked his knee and his ankle, but nothing serious. He will be back for opening day. He should be okay.
Good.
As far as Diaz goes, that's a whole nother story.
That's another story. We'll be lucky to have him back at all this year. And that really hurts. Somebody put a posting on Facebook the other day. Which is more of a loss, Nemo or Diaz? Are you kidding? Nemo is a loss. He makes things happen at the beginning of the order. But Diaz is, it's almost like saying church, which leads the question around to, and I'll start with Bernie on this one, should there be a World Baseball Classic? Should it be played in the middle of the season, at the end of the season? What's your opinion?
Yeah, I don't like it in March. That's just foolish. These guys are not ready. Although, maybe Trey Turner is, but I don't know. I don't like it at all, really. If you're going to have it, then shut the season down for 2 weeks like they used to do for the Olympics with the other sports, or what have you. I don't know.
Right.
The hockey used to do that anyway for winter. Now, they stopped that a long time ago, but if that's what they want to do, then do it when guys are healthy, ready to play, and does anybody really care about this? I don't. I haven't watched one inning.
Well, I think who cares about it is Major League Baseball. They look at it as a tremendous marketing thing in international marketing.
And yeah, not in this country. Not in this country, no. I don't think. But you're right. Maybe internationally.
Yeah.
Well, I watched some of it. You know, it's kind of entertaining, you know, but, you know, I'd probably rather watch the basketball. You know, it was on,
I mean,
on
you
the
know,
same,
I,
same time as the NCAA, you know. So.
I mean, I can't watch, you know, Cleveland or Oakland or, you know, or Minnesota. How am I going to watch this nonsense? I mean, who cares?
Yeah. Robert Cole, let's hear from you.
All right. First of all, as Lindor said, okay, Mets fans and you fans in the United States, okay, may not think much of it, but for us, it's everything. Okay? And when you consider the makeup of the major leagues now, okay, the percentage of players outside of the United States, it means a lot, and these guys want it. They've got sellouts every day, you know. So, you know, who can argue with that? As far as when to do it, I mean, when are you going to do it? You do it now, and a lot of guys aren't ready. You do it in the middle of the season, and a lot of teams not want the players to play then. You know, you're in a pennant race. You do it after the season, you got a bunch of guys that are tired that could get hurt then. So when are you going to do it? You know,
well, Bernie said something interesting. Don't do it at all.
You know. Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. If I was a betting man, and I am, okay, that will never go away. It'll always be here.
You have the Olympics. You know, isn't baseball still in the Olympics? So
no.
What do you need this for?
No, it's not in the Olympics.
Oh, it's not. Oh, it kicked out. Oh, it got kicked out. All right, yeah. Well,
it's every 4 years, so not that terrible.
True enough.
And like I said, you know, these guys, you know.
I'm not thinking about Diaz when it comes to this. Diaz was a freak injury. All kinds of freak injuries happen in the spring. Not from celebrating a victory, but and Diaz isn't the only one. Altuve get hurt.
He's out 8 to 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Good.
Broken.
Too bad it's
broken.
Not 8 to 10 years.
Is Freeman back yet?
I don't know.
Mr. Dodger.
Training?
Mr.
No,
Dodger.
Training's not back. No. He's not.
Okay.
He's not ready. I don't know when he's going to be ready.
Has there been talk about Diaz's brother being acquired from Cincinnati? I know there was earlier, but has that died down?
Okay. The price tag on him right now, okay, has included everybody the Mets have in their farm system. Bernie and Marty, okay, you, and a couple of million dollars, okay?
Well, I'm not giving up Bernie and Marty for all the money in China. I'm just going to have Steve Cohen back me on that. And, I mean, I'll take the fall. I'll go to Venezuela or wherever. But...
The best thing right now, in my opinion, is you sign Zach Britton. Okay, you see what he has, if anything, and you go from there. You know, later in the year, you can always make the deal if you really need to, and you trade one of the young guys. But right now, you don't trade any of those young guys.
One of you mentioned in a memo in our little communication device on Facebook, the possibility of Familia. It turned me off. But...
Yeah, I mentioned it simply because he's out there, and they're familiar, and they're familiar with Familia.
as it were.
Well, and he still can pitch. He's still got it.
Yeah.
Depends if they're gonna
I don't know if he does he lead the Mets all-time relievers in saves or in innings pitched or something.
Well, I think he's part of that. You know, he's in the mix for that, yes.
Wouldn't Franco still be the leader?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He couldn't have been there. He wasn't around that long, was he?
Well, he was. He had a couple of big years.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, maybe Oliver Perez is still available.
Jesus. That's all we need.
That wouldn't surprise me. Some guy, they were even talking about
Gagne's available.
What's his name? The big clone. Giving
yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So,
but
who knows?
I real you know I
Gagne
honestly
can
believe
still pitch. What is he about 60? I don't think he's that old, but he actually could still pitch.
The real question is, do you really need to name a closer?
No.
Do you need to?
No.
Right now, no.
Okay. No.
So then it could be, you know, one day Ottavino, one day, you know, you got other guys, Robertson.
But Buck handles that pretty good. I mean, last year he was using Diaz sometimes in the seventh and eighth inning and using somebody else in the ninth.
That's true.
Now,
were they talking about Lugo's gone, but they were talking about McGill, the possibility of McGill being a closer.
Well, he's not going to make the starting rotation, right? So that's not a bad idea.
Well, perhaps in the future, but I don't think he's a reliever yet. It takes some time to get warmed up. He still, you know, tends to be wild at times. Like I said before, I would sign Britton. I would even sign Harvey and see what he has left. It doesn't cost anything.
Yeah. I'm glad.
Oh, well, yeah, he said he
wants
to play.
Faced with the. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go.
Oh, I was just going to say, the day it happened, Trevor Bauer flashed before my eyes. And then it turns out he had already signed with Japan.
Right.
What would have you guys thought as Met fans, not as any sort of commentator or anything else? And we're all fans first, let's face it. But what would you have said if Steve said, we're going to sign this guy. Everybody needs a second chance, this, that, and the other thing. And he were out there. Would have it turned you on or off, Marty?
I don't like it, Ralph. No. I would not like it. You know, there's a couple of teams already that gave him the boot, and who knows if he can be a reliever. I just wouldn't do it on principle.
Yeah. Well, you have more principles in your little finger than the entire Major League organization, including the union. And they don't even like to be called a union, but...
Well, you know what? Putting all of baseball aside and just talking personally, nobody likes him. No one. So I think that might even be more the reason they're not signing him than all the allegations.
Okay. Robert?
No, 100 times no. He would just be bad karma. You know, like the other guy said, you know, nobody seems to like him.
And it would be bad for the team, I think.
It is very interesting, though. Think about this. I mean, in all the sports that we've watched or that we hear about, and all of these guys and all the crap that they get into, and everybody gets a second chance. Now, frankly, you know, I didn't expect him to get one, but Bauer, nobody's giving him a second chance. Why is that?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with what he was accused of.
Well, right, all this Me Too stuff now, but all that stuff was not prosecuted, and it went away. So why doesn't he get a second chance?
Well, what you ask yourself?
Nobody likes him.
If the wife made accusations, what would cause her to change her mind on that? Was she paid off? Was all kinds of stuff. But you guys basically have the same feeling I do in terms of it's got to be some bad baggage and bad baggage that we don't know about too in the clubhouse and what have you.
Yeah, but, that could very well be.
And it wasn't, like I say, he had signed a day or so prior to the injury. And maybe, getting back to revising the rules, maybe no celebration type thing. And he's not the first player to be hurt in celebration. I can't think of anybody offhand, but I remember distinctly some guys being out of the playoffs because of an injury while celebrating. So, all right.
Well, I forget the player's name, but the guy hit a game-winning walk-off home run, jumped on home plate and broke his ankle.
Right. I remember that. I don't remember his name either. But, stuff happens, by the way. Let's go around the horn a little bit and see what's happening. I know that Mauricio was optioned out, so that that's good in a way, but boy, that guy has some power. Wow.
Well, he'll be back. He'll definitely be back.
he'll be back.
Oh. Yep.
And maybe by then he'll be an outfielder. Marty,
well, definitely not going to be a shortstop. So
no,
yeah.
No. And 10 years from now, when they're going to sign another shortstop for 10 years, this we could look back on this and say, you know, you sign anybody for that long a term, who knows what the makeup of your organization is going to be. Who knows what draft choices at that position might come along and surprise you? So does any team want to be locked in to injuries notwithstanding to a long-term contract that is guaranteed? Like the last 3 years of his 10-year contract are not going to be very pretty.
Well, obviously you slowed down, no question about it. Yeah.
Now, the next big guy to sign or not sign with the Mets is Alonso, first baseman, the first guy. How are those negotiations coming along, anybody?
I haven't heard. I don't think they've been publicized at all. I haven't heard a thing.
All right. We'll see. He's definitely earned an extension. He'll get one. He'll get one of some sort. And, you know, this is the fine line. You want to keep them happy and motivated and at the same time hungry. So
they'll do it when they have to do it, you know.
Yeah. Let me take time out from the Mets and talk about Rick Pitino and signing with St. John's. Marty, you say...
I disagree
with the idea that a 70-year-old can't be effective as a coach. When you look back at Wooden and all these guys that communicated, Jack McMahon, maybe that's a different guy.
Okay. Lou Larranaga, come on.
True, that's true. But my opinion here is when you got to recruit guys that are coming to the school, you know, that you hope stay for 4 years, and the guy's already 70. I would wonder about that. I understand he's been successful everywhere he's been, but
even at 74, Mert, like. None of you guys, three guys, I'm not speaking for myself, but you guys have not missed a beat mentally. And I think playing for a guy like Pitino would only encourage a guy to stay for 4 years.
I suppose.
And then again, Pitino has some this question marks with anybody. Age notwithstanding.
Look, Pitino has not just been good. He's been great, really. I mean, he's one of the best.
True.
You know, and he's been out now for quite a while. I forget what the scandal was or what have you, but...
No, don't forget he's been at Iona the last couple of years.
Yeah, he brought Iona to the big dance.
Yeah. Oh, see, I didn't even know he was at Iona.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, which is why that's why he's getting the shot now. But
I didn't even realize Richie Guerin had graduated from Iona, and he's gone.
he has one more year of eligibility.
Well, one thing, the big center, the 6'11 center that they got, St. John's said that if they fired the previous guy that he wouldn't come back. But maybe now that he sees who it is that they hired, maybe he'll change his mind, I hope.
Yeah, and maybe he'll think that, you know, I'm not going to sit out a year, Jim.
Yeah.
That can't serve you. And, I was excited about that, but I just wanted to dispute what Mert said. Not the first time we've had differences of opinions,
right?
But there haven't been many. Which reminds me of the Met pitching coach, the Vulture. He's well into his 80s and very valuable as a communicator. And there's a certain amount young guy hears about a career of a Peronowski and says, wow. So I'll learn from this guy, maybe they're thinking. And maybe they just have so much money by the time they reach the big leagues, there's so much in signing bonuses that they're only interested in that. I don't know how much the culture has changed to that point. But long-term contracts can't help. That's That's my spiel. So we don't know about Alonso. We're set at with McNeil at second. Lindor naturally is short. Beatty, is he going to be optioned or what's the story?
Mert? I got a feeling he's going to stick. I do.
Okay. I have a feeling that he's not.
Okay.
Not for the first month. They'll see what Escobar can do, and go from there. But I have a feeling they want him to get at bats, and I can't see him getting as many at bats with the Mets as he would in Syracuse right now.
What about Vientos versus Ruff?
Vientos is the guy that I think should stay with the Mets, and you know Ruff goes.
Yeah,
okay, Mauricio's never played above Double A. Okay, so that was a no-brainer, him going back to Syracuse. Beatty's only played 11 games above Double A, besides you know a couple of games with the Mets.
Well, he's hitting .342 this spring. And Vientos is hitting .288.
Right. Okay. But they also want Beatty to get, you know, a little more time at third base. Okay. Vientos can do everything that Ruff does. Okay. And he's younger. So, you know.
He's been playing first base lately. So,
he can play.
To spell Alonso. Yeah.
He can play first. He can play third. He can be the right-handed DH.
Yep.
And he also can play a little bit of corner outfield if necessary, too.
Mm.
And those are the same things Ruff does.
Yeah. Is Guillermo in the picture at all for playing time?
Yeah. As just like he's been doing the last couple of years. He's a super utility guy. Second, short, third.
Yeah, he's played a lot of short with, you know, the regular guy at the WBC, Lindor.
Right.
Okay.
But I'm interested to see what they do with Mauricio as far as pitching, position-wise, I mean, goes. Because we know shortstop is blocked. Third base, they really want Beatty to be the third baseman of the future. So that sounds more like you're looking, like at a corner outfield spot.
Right. This the last year for Canna?
Yeah.
Well, then that could be it. Left field.
Mm-hmm. In fact, Hannah and Marte, I think, are this is their last year.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Marte was hurt again this spring. Am I correct?
Yeah, but he's back.
He got hit in the head.
Oh.
He's back. He's
that
back,
little
though.
Thing.
Yeah, he is back.
Okay. And like they said, they were saying, or Nemo was saying, he expects to be back on opening day. Overall, they're a deep team. Let's put it that way. With the prospects of Alvarez coming up later in the season, Mauricio coming up to add to it. Escobar's still a force. He's a good fielder. And he got hot towards the end of the season and was really carrying them last year when they faltered, unfortunately. We'll see.
Any deals
on the horizon? Any rumors of anybody offering them something for these prospects, particularly relief pitching, getting back to that, it would be nice to get somebody's closer, who somebody who's not in contention anyway.
It might take you half a year to do that, though. Nobody's going to give it up now.
Not unless you give them all four guys. You know, I mean, how much are you willing to give to get somebody right now? And,
right.
You know, the price tag went up. As soon as Diaz went down, boom, the price tag went way up.
But I wouldn't expect them to give more than a prospect or two, let alone all four guys.
And
it would surprise me if they gave up on any of those three, as a matter of fact. You guys agree, let's just do it by committee and see if anybody rises to the top in this. And, you know, professional sports are historically... somebody goes down, somebody picks it up. So I'm not giving up hope, and it's too early to give up on this season. 2 weeks ago, we were saying...
If they have... if there's nobody big-time, you know, name, big-time closer out there... They got enough arms. Season hasn't even started yet. They know what they're doing. I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
Robertson is closed, okay? Arvino is closed. You know,
right.
The guy Rally that they got from the Rays has closed. So, you know, you fit him around. And, you know, and Buck knows what he's doing, so.
Yes.
That's what I think that's what they're going to do. It's going to be by committee to start with, and then they'll see where things are going.
Yeah. Well, I still think you're going to see them sign Britton, though. Okay. Buck knows Britton really well. Britton was a big time closer for Buck when Buck was in Baltimore. And if he can even throw the ball and reach home plate, I have a feeling they'll give him a shot.
Okay. Bernie, let me ask you a real quick question. I'm doing this series on Love and Baseball when we were 12 and innocent. Did you do I know Marty and Robert did a segment on that. Did you do a segment on that?
Yeah, we did something with that, I do believe.
I have not, Ralph.
No, I think you did with Marty, but if you hadn't, I'm going to check and...
did I? Hey, I can't even remember to call in on Monday night, so who knows?
Well, listen, do you remember that there is a Monday, and at our age, that's a start.
No doubt.
And... I'm not enjoying that thought very much, Ralph.
I like your optimism about before when you said in 10 years we'll be talking about whether the long-term contracts will be given out.
That's right, optimism. You can't be more than that. You can't be less than optimistic, because what's the worst that can happen? You get a good attitude, and that may keep you alive for a little while. So, and besides, Mert and I have a deal. We're going to do this to 90 and consensus. So
sure.
let's keep that going. We made it this long.
As long as Marty keeps reminding me, I'll be good.
There you go.
All right. Marty has always been the responsible one. He has been, to those of you listening, or if, I know Bernie knows, but Robert may not know, although I've mentioned it before, Marty was the number one crossing guard in PS-148 on 32nd Avenue. Not one in all the time that Marty, not one kid was run over by a truck. Now, you can't say that for all New York City schools. I don't know about PS-148, if he was the first, but he let's say he continued the excellent tradition of crossing guards. And we were in the same grade when in the same class, and Marty would get to leave five 10 minutes later, earlier, for lunch. And then when they said, well, let's go out 10 minutes earlier for that, it's 20 minutes that you didn't have, we didn't have to sit there, or you didn't have to sit there. And that boring, was it Nitobe? Mr. Nitobe, was that the sixth grade?
I didn't have him. I didn't have him in the sixth grade.
I never heard of him.
No.
Oh, he was Alan Mayer had him, and I had Alan Mayer, good friend that we walked to Newtown with from 91st Street and 32nd Avenue. We walked a mile, and it's not like everybody says, well, we had to walk a mile in the snow. It wasn't just snow. It was freaking cold. There were times when we had to stop from apartment building to apartment building to stay warm. And
yeah, a few times.
We kept the pace. We kept the pace going. All right, guys. Anything you want to add to it? Start with Bernie.
Well, the season starts a week from Thursday. So are we going to wait until we've had a weekend's worth of games before we come back? Or are we going to do a preseason show? Or you might as well wait the 2 weeks and see how the first few games go? What's going to happen?
Well, the communication world really has been talking about that all week. I know CNN, Don Little said, well, we're going to interrupt the baseball season. Is Trump going to be arrested tomorrow?
I don't think so.
Well, it's going to be exciting no matter what happens. We've got baseball coming up very soon.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk politics another time. But let's let this show digest in our heads a little bit. And we seem to have plenty of leisure time lately. So
yeah.
That then, like I did this week, you guys decide what's good for you. I'm good 24/7. So in answer to your question, Bernie, we will be back. And let me give you a little Dodger time. What's going on? Quick synopsis.
Well, they're in first place in the Cactus League. They played fewer games. What's going on? I don't know. We'll see what's going on. You know, Mookie's been in the world baseball thing, and, you know, they're just trying things out, you know. So I'm just waiting for the season. I expect them to be good, and, you know, I really haven't been keeping up with it because Friedman, you know, and Doc, they haven't been consulting me as often as they used to, so I'll just wait and see how it goes.
Well, that's because you were rather critical, you know, near the end of last year, and they heard about that, Bernie.
That could be. That could be. Well, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good.
It's going to be better than the off season. Let's put it that way.
Right.
And the question I want to ask, I am really nuts about this pitch clock. Games are being played at a decent time. 2 hours and 25 minutes, 2 hours and 27 minutes. That's a long, big difference. And players are starting to adjust to it. There were some early on bad calls and confusion. But I think the time clock is a good idea. Do you guys?
It moves it along, definitely. Definitely. I don't know how many times last year I was sitting there and said, throw the damn ball already, for God's sake. You know, seriously. Seriously.
Well, you've been watching a lot of the preseason, so you like it. Robert, have you been watching?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's actually the hitters, okay, that used to slow things down more than the pitchers. Because
right.
Now these guys, you know, now these guys have to get right in the box and be ready. You know, they can't adjust their jock and, you know, grab themselves and do their wristbands and, you know, and that, you know, imagine Nomar Garcia-Para trying to do this today.
Yeah, or Hargrave.
Will Smith is like that. He gets out after every pitch and then messes around with his wristbands.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Every single pitch. It drives me a little nuts, frankly. So we'll see how it affects him.
Yeah, you know, now they can't do that. What I'm waiting for is a Sunday night Red Sox-Yankee game.
That'll be the tell-all.
That's right. That'll be the test.
Because I really haven't watched a lot of the preseason. I've tried, you know, and it's like, what am I watching this for? There's a bunch of guys who are not going to play. They're all going to be sent down, and they're not even guys that are ever going to make the major leagues. I mean, they got so many guys they have on the team that I just don't care. So I've really
Bernie, you got to slow down. You got to smell the coffee. You turn the game on in the background. You do things.
Right. Not only that, you listen to it on the radio in the background.
Right.
And the crowd and the announcers will tell you when to tune in, and you got the babble. And, you know, it's just enjoyable from that standpoint. But when, like, I'm listening to a Met game, an exhibition of the Mets, and it's the Miami announcers, for instance.
Right.
And they know less about what's going on with the Mets than we do.
Oh, absolutely. They don't have a clue. They don't even know who's on the roster.
Right. Half the time, they're just interviewing guys in the dugout.
Right.
I don't like that.
No.
Let me ask Marty and Ralph, okay? You guys have been listening on the radio a little, right?
A little bit.
Right.
Okay. How do you like the two new guys?
I haven't heard them enough. Because I've listened mostly in midweek, and they're not there.
There's two new guys?
Yeah. The guy from the Cyclones and Tom McCarthy.
The Cyclones is going to be Howie Rose's partner, right?
Yeah, and then they have a third guy, McCarthy, the son of the Phillies announcer. Okay, and he's going to be the guy that travels with the Cyclone guy, you know, when Howie's not, you know, on the road.
Howie's still not going to travel?
I don't think he's going to go to California or Colorado.
Oh, okay. Right. No, they're okay. The guy that did the Cyclones is pretty good, actually.
He is.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Mm. Well, I'm going to miss Wayne Randazzo because he's a Facebook friend. And I found it enjoyable, if I had a comment to make, talking to the Met announcer.
Wayne was very good, yeah.
But he's got a good deal. He's got the TV deal with the Angels. And
Good for him.
So you can't blame him for leaving. And I was surprised. Collins left too. He's, but I thought Collins would be the radio choice. Howie Rose loved the guy. When they worked together, he really enjoyed it. So I thought he would end up getting the job, but he didn't. Hernandez is back with on television.
Yes. Yeah, well, that was going to happen. It was just a matter of time.
Yeah, they weren't going to let him go. He's the man. He's Mr. Met.
They weren't making the decision that SNY is still owned or operated by the Wilpons.
Yes.
So, and who knew what was really going to happen until it happens. But it's nice they kept all three of those guys together. So we're ready for the season. And let's make a date to talk next Monday. And in case anything comes up, we won't, but let's pencil that in.
Okay. Hey, Marty, put it in your calendar to wake me up.
We'll do.
I saw the little memo. We're on in 15 minutes, Marty.
I set the alarm on my phone so I'd remember.
In
tonight's game, by the way, Drew Smith struck out three in the ninth inning. So,
good.
They lost 3-1, but I mean, with Verlander walked six guys.
Verlander was pitching, right?
Yeah, he walked six guys in 4 2/3.
Wow.
Yeah.
Two runs, two hits, six walks. What are you going to do? He was very good up to today. But, you know, you get your pitches in, that's all. That's all that matters at this point. But I'd like to see that Drew Smith, you know, you don't know how good he can really be. We really haven't seen.
But, well, he was just starting to become good last year when he got hurt.
Mm. Well, he could be a pleasant surprise then.
Yeah.
Be nice.
I'm impressed by the Japanese kid. First spring training has been very, very solid.
He has looked good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And Carrasco's looked good again too. So.
Yeah.
Well, he's got to be a big part. He's got to be a big chunk of that rotation.
Yes.
What starter?
And Peterson, McGill, rounding it out. Can't really complain, but I'm not saying 94 games anymore. I'll go 89 at this point.
You may be right. Yeah.
I'll go for the first victory, okay?
Yes. Main thing, stay healthy, guys. We'll talk next week. And keep flying, Mert. Thanks for being the policeman.
Sure, you got it. See you next week.
All right, guys.
All right.
I remember what I said. The main thing is stay healthy, please.
Yep.
Thank you. Comfortably Zone Radio Network. I'm Ralph Tycho. The show is The Mets in the Zone. Three Mavens. The Rose Brothers, Marty and Mert. Mert and that's the podcast. And Robert Cole. So that's my contribution to Metsville. And not only that, but if you check out my network, our network, ComfortablyZoneRadio.com, every day of the year, 365 days, there's this date in Mets history. And it's all there. Last week was the anniversary of them hiring George Weiss in 1962, as an example. So you learn it all at the Comfortably Zone Radio Network. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you guys for being here. It's the highlight of my week.
All right.
All right.
Good night.
Adios and happy trails.
Yep. Adios, muchachos.
The proceeding has been a Comfortably Zoned network production. You are advised to keep your dreams wet, your humor dry, your children and grandchildren out of military recruiting offices and off the laps of clerics who wear dresses. Thank you for listening, everyone. Happy trails.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.